Last week, these gentlemen made their way over to my garage, but no need for their services anymore. Two of Daedric's men are here now. Guys, please, no fighting. I just need these goods. We need to get some protection here. They don't concern. No, wait, you scared them. How could you? They were. What do you mean they weren't Daedric's men? Who were? You're. Who are you? I'll have a nice trip. Thanks for taking my card. It's time to close up, so you really need to go, huh? No worries. Hope you guys don't run into anything creepy in the woods. Bye!
Old skipperoo.
Uh-huh.
I watched our video, and it's pretty fucking great, actually.
Watched our what?
The document.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Uh-huh.
Way more than I thought I was going to.
Mm. I did a good job. Zach did a good job.
Yeah.
I did a good job.
I mean...
Fuck you.
Mike did a good job.
Mike did an excellent job.
Yeah, Mike's awesome.
Did you check the mics?
Mics?
Yeah, they won't. They all work.
Tippity tap. I heard you go, ooh.
They all work.
Just tippity tap. Don't talk back.
So.
Just after that one time. Just
yeah, I know. Hello and welcome to Beyond First Level. We were recording early today instead of late Sunday night. This is early Saturday afternoon.
You keep saying early.
That early?
This is early for me.
I'd be on my way home from school right now.
Cool.
Well, you're going to have to start. This is going to be when you're starting your days soon anyway.
I'm fine with that. I think I would go to bed once I got home, though. I don't think I would. Yeah, so I can still wake up early-ish.
Mm,
yeah. Do you?
I'm all wound up.
Me and David play video games until like 6 in the morning.
So you and David wake up before work
yeah.
and stay up after work.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
If you want to be part of the gang, that's what you gotta
yeah, do. I apparently.
I mean, yeah, me, David, and Zach all just game.
I don't
you
do
don't have to.
Saturdays.
But I want to.
I just want to work out.
From what?
We should work out after this.
My boss.
Oh.
The MMA gym. I got a key. You just need to sign a waiver.
So.
Maybe next time.
We have our players here.
Yo.
They're going to introduce themselves like they have been the past couple of times. They're going to say their name, their character's name. They're going to say who their character is in the world, as in like their class and stuff. And then they're going to answer a question that normally I give them a little pretext of beforehand so they can think about it, but we didn't this time. The question that they will be answering, though, is if TV was a thing in this world and we had all the TV shows that we do now, what was your character's favorite TV show be? What would they just like love to watch? What is their binge show?
Ooh.
I can pause it real quick. They can think about it for a second.
I think I already got one.
Okay. Then, if you don't mind taking it away.
My name is Will Denler. I play a human named Riku Yukiri, who is a warlock hexblade warrior who works for the Raven Queen. And I think if Riku would watch TV, he would either watch like survival shows, like Naked and Afraid.
Sure.
Because I like
that one's just hot.
Sure.
It's always awkward.
You know, like, it's weird. First,
it's super weird at first. Or shows like Dog the Bounty Hunter. Not specifically that, but like...
Right, you bounty want those like kind of... Okay.
Because he would get home after a hard day's work of bounty hunting and be like, you know what, let's see what these other assholes are doing.
The dog.
God, I hate that show so much.
So.
I am Cesar Garcia. I play Aeris Bumera, Aesimir Paladin. I feel like either A, it would be a tie between like Fear Factor-esque Survivor, like game show type mm-hmm. thing, or the 700 Club. But with like... What? 700 Club. It's like a religious
like
TV show.
The entire Jesus channel.
Entire Jesus
Where they channel. sell out stadiums and just cash all that money in.
Yeah.
Tell people about how...
I saw one time, I got home at like 5 in the morning, and he was like, buy your prayer today.
Oh, yeah.
And I lost my mind.
All about money, baby.
I don't know. It was an old guy wearing a like little microphone. The little microphone. He was like, send us your money. We'll send you your miracle. Like, those were his words. I was like, well.
Yeah. Kelly.
Okay, sorry.
I am Kelly O'Brien. I play Ishii. He's a fighter and a barbarian. And he would probably watch, like, SpongeBob.
Sure.
You know? He's got, like, the
Dora the
Explorer. Intelligence of a child.
Yeah.
Probably Dora the Explorer, because she explores. And she's foreign, just like him.
Okay.
Well, foreign from here, where we are.
You don't think he'd watch, like, UFC and shit? Just to, like, watch
people? That's what I thought.
But he's not, like, a beat other people up. He's, he like monsters.
Okay, that makes sense.
And stuff. And we don't have any TV shows like that, because that's
animal like monsters. like paranormal.
Not person abuse.
Yeah.
Animal
paranormal abuse. Activity.
Yeah, but those are on the channels with some of the smart shows. So you should be like, I need to watch.
Because, see, now that
Cartoon Network.
Sure.
That opens up another question. Do Ren and these Stimmy. Shows exist That's in the it. D&D universe? Because so, I would watch the shit out of like Paranormal Activity, where it's just a bunch of people going in fighting a bunch of banshees. Like, you know, those like Ghost Hunter shows? Because it's actually real.
I would like to change my answer.
Orca the Explorer.
You tried too hard on that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I know.
So, does anybody have any updates?
Nope.
Were you really?
Did change your answer? Like no, I mean,
was that the joke?
Yeah, that okay. Were you waiting for me?
I was like, whoa, what was it? What
is no.
It?
Well, what is it?
Sam will be back in 2 or 3 weeks, depending. Also depending if we're, you know, playing around the Christmas holidays and.
Wait, I thought she was back in 2 weeks last week.
So we have this episode and we have next week's episode that right. She will not be here. Right. Obviously, she's not here this episode. And then she should be back.
Okay.
For what, the 22nd when we play on the 22nd? Yeah, but that's also like the week before Christmas. Who knows if people's Christmas parties will have stuff. Will starts his new job the next morning.
Hopefully, what
afternoon? What? But. So we'll see.
I'll have to work at 9 p.m.
Yay! You what?
I'll have to work at 9 p.m.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
But then you're off school, so.
Yeah,
then you're
off. So that's nice. I can sleep again.
So without further ado, we will begin after this yawn.
That's really our first level.
So, the recap. Yeah, but that's not ours.
Yeah.
That's not ours.
What the fuck am I doing?
If you need to go blow your nose, please do so. And
yeah.
Not snotting in the mic.
Okay. Make sure.
So, the Rain is now making their way to Thern Badr, where they have hopes to get an army and thwart the Yuan-Ti's plans. They also hope that this plan will save their friend Nadia's life. Hurry up.
I'm not even doing anything. Continue.
With their plans set and on their way, they run into a bargaining chip. A supply cart that needs to get to Thern. But two others of Leodore's camp also have come after the supplies. The Rain thwart their attempt to steal their cart and they run off into the Kalati Woods. What else awaits the Rain in the Lost Woods? We'll find out as they go beyond first level. Can you please go get a cup so you can pour him in there so we don't hear the bag?
I just won't do it. I just needed the one bite.
All right.
Just need your fix, man.
Well, let's play. So last week, I remember
we're about to get fucked by some giant thing.
Yeah. So let's roll initiative, because that was pretty, like, it looked at you, it made eye contact.
Oh, wait, how far away was it?
About 150 feet.
All right, fine.
Yeet. And I kept trying to lure it away with
20! That was a smart move.
You bitch.
I rolled this dice to decide whether between which of my dice I would roll. It chose right.
Oof. So we'll just use that thing. This map.
God, fuck that. What is that? Huge?
Huge monsters? Monstrosity.
Monstrosity.
Huge is what? 15 by 15?
Yeah.
20 by 15 by 15?
Yeah.
Monstrosity.
Yeah, monstrosity, you guys are mediums, size, which is 5 by 5. Mm-hmm. Then you have large, which is 10 by 10. Then you have huge, which is 15 by 15. You have gargantuan, which is 20 by 20. And then you have colossal, which is 25 by 25.
Oof. I'm trying to figure out if I'm five feet wide.
I think
like this.
Yeah.
God, that'd be crazy.
Like, no, you're not five feet wide.
High.
That's about 5 feet, probably.
Yeah.
I guess it includes like kind of your wingspan.
Oh. Yeah, that makes sense.
What?
I was like, I don't fill up a 5x5 space.
Your arms are as long as you are tall.
Yeah,
that's
like
true.
Approximately.
Yeah.
For the longest time, I didn't know approximately meant about.
Yeah.
So whenever I heard somebody say approximately, I thought that was like dead nuts accurate.
You know, decimated doesn't mean like wipe out. Decimated is like 1/4.
It's removed by 10.
Or something like that. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's stupid.
Yeah, right? I thought it was like decimated. It's like, man, you wiped them out. I was like, oh no, I just like took out like 5 of them. Talking about children.
So when I do 10 damage now, I'm just going to say I
decimated them.
I will allow it.
Yeah, I was very disappointed when I heard that. I'm like, oh, decimated sounds like such a cool word for like wiping out a bunch of people. It's like, no, you just like wiped out a few.
Yeah, that's it.
So, that back? Okay. Let me roll his initiative as well. Oof.
Good.
Or is that oof bad for you?
No, that's oof bad for you because you like rooting for yourself. Continue. 20 to 25.
25 to 20, I go down.
24.
Whichever way I said it, it would have been wrong.
No, I always do 25 to 20, 20 to 15. Oof.
Yeah, oof.
What'd you get?
Damn. I forgot I was going to do something before we started the initiative, but now it's too late. That's on me.
What were you going to try to do?
I was just going to pull out a stick of dynamite from the bag of holding.
As it makes eye contact with you, you could be doing that. That's also fine.
Because I don't want it to use an entire turn to pull it out.
Yeah, no, you.
It's an action to
get it. Looks at you as it kind of like, it comes through the fog and it, as it, because it's going through the trees and like, as you see, like it's on its way, you had enough time to do that.
Yay.
That's not a lot.
That says I'm walking. No, I was already on the front of the thing.
Yeah. Which I don't have a cart. Ooh,
it's going to be cool if I was like walking to the front of the cart and I just pull out a stick of dynamite, pull a sword out.
15 to 10.
Oh, boo.
10 to 5.
7.
6.
Oh my god.
I wonder if I could, like, for any like big creatures like that, if I can Misty Step into its belly.
I don't think so.
Or in its mouth. And, like, grab its utensils.
Do you think frogs are
wise? Did you
just
say utensils?
Did you just say, yeah.
Do you think what?
Frogs are wise?
But this is, I don't think this is a Naruto frog.
A frog.
So no. I would say no. It looks pretty stupid.
It looks pretty, hopefully.
It's got those Star Wars alien eyes.
It does. That's exactly what I thought. Because mm-hmm. It's like,
yeah.
Yeah, so
I thought of Men in Black, but whatever.
For those that don't know what a frog Kemeth looks like, it is basically just a giant frog that is probably about 15 by 15, since we've now discussed how big a huge monster is.
Like tentacles?
It has tentacles where its front arms, legs, should be. It has some other tentacles sprouting off of it. It has a mouth that fills up its entire almost face. Could probably fit a person inside
of
it.
It's like an alligator mouth.
And then it has an eye stalk coming out of the top of its head that has three eyes on top of it. As it turns and looks at you, its mouth opens as its next meal has walked into its lair.
With a venom-like tongue.
And its tongue whips out almost as if like another tentacle with almost like a suction cup tip.
Like an octopus.
On the end of its tongue.
Like how an octopus has
it. Oh, so it can like reach out, grab you, and suck you into its mouth. And that's what frogs do.
That's what frogs do.
That makes sense.
Ishii is up first.
Why did I grab
I saw this video of like this frog was eating this cockroach, but I guess it didn't like it. It like scooped it up and then quickly spit it up and then just knocked it off the ledge.
How far away am I? Like,
Sam is not here.
Forever away.
I grab Sam's minion.
She's with us in spirit.
I'm gonna just use the owlbear because she's on top of the owlbear, and so it's just fine. How far away are you? 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60.
Cool. I will move up 30. How far do you think I can throw a stick of dynamite?
That is an excellent question.
I can throw a javelin 30 to 120, and I can throw a hand axe 20 to 60.
I will look up real quick on D&D Beyond.
I hope everybody's having a great holiday weekend.
Mm-hmm. Whatever you celebrate.
Yes. Yes.
As an action, a creature can light a stick of dynamite and throw it to a point up to 60 feet away.
Boom. All right. Well, and from there, I will pull out my
matches. I thought he was going to be like, well, then I go 25 feet more back. So I only went 5 feet up.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
I will stand there, and I will pull out one of my matches that I have.
Yeah, you have that matchbook now.
And strike it. And light it. And
throw it at it. You should have thrown it into his mouth.
And then be like, eat this, bitch. And then that happens.
So you throw the dynamite. Go ahead and just make a ranged attack roll.
That's my dex.
Yeah. It's not like so you have to hit the creature's AC. I mean, you're not really... like the explosion is like... but just, you know, how...
19.
Close, you'll get it. So you did a pretty good roll. So it does just... you guys see the sparks coming off of this wick. Do you guys think any of your characters have dealt with dynamite before?
I mean, I feel like the closest would be... what's the name of that Goliath that's helped us save Lindsay?
Mogul.
He just had gun.
I feel
powder.
Like if you... because you rolled to see what a that gun helped, was. I feel like he Lindsay? Would... was it Lily?
That Lily. Helped you save the little girl?
Lily. Yes, Lily. My bad. He rolled to check and he's like, have you recognized a gun? And he did. I feel like you would know about.
Yeah. So you also recognize with you, especially with you, with being like the paper bonds, like you realize like how explosions are. As Ishii goes and like lobs it and chucks it out the way. Riku, you just like a quick little like hands over the ears. Cause this explosion's about to be like a lot louder than like your paper bombs kind of are. Your paper bombs are a muffled like kind fiery. Of like, yeah, but this is going to be a bang. So you just like instinctively kind of like pop it up. I need him to make a dex save to see how much he'll take. That is...
crit.
A 4.
Crit.
Or no, that's a 6. 5 plus 1. I can do math. Ishii, he takes 3d6 bludgeoning damage.
Right.
Yeet.
It's something. 9.
9.
And then I will pull out my other sword.
No fire damage?
Just bludgeoning. Yeah, it's just an explosion. It's like
force.
I was going to say force, but I think force is a type of damage.
Force is a type of damage.
Yeah,
force is how
I
your.
I figured it would be force signs.
Oh, there's blast. No, it's just bludgeoning. Yeah, he can also rig dynamite with a longer fuse to explode in a certain number of rounds. Roll initiative for the dynamite.
Yeah.
Now I'm just picturing a dynamite going off and then just a bunch of fists just like.
I just didn't have a long. I don't have any more stuff to make a fuse.
Yeah, you don't.
Unless I'm like, I take out all the dynamite and snip off their fuses and tie them together slowly.
I mean.
We could do that.
Could do that.
And then put it in one so we have one long wick and then that one explodes all of them.
I mean, you can bind them all together.
And then with that, I stand there with two swords out,
ready
for this thing to come eat me.
Ready for action. The only thing that sucks about binding sticks of dynamite together is each additional stick of dynamite only increases the damage by 1d6. So technically, like,
you might as well.
You would if you used one every round, like you would get more damage out. It would take longer, but you would get more damage out.
That's kind of lame.
Yeah. I mean, after even just like two rounds, it's worth it.
So yeah.
You do 6 instead of 4.
Instead of 4.
And that's my turn.
So, I want Ishii and Eris to make con saves.
Is he within 5 feet of me? Or is it 10 feet? 10 feet.
I'm not.
I did not say Riku's making the save. He covered his ears. He knew dynamite.
My bad.
19.
Kia. 19, 20, 23.
That's fine. So, as like the explosion kind of rings in your ears, you just kind of shake it off, do like a quick little like yawn to like pop your ears, and you are not deafened by the explosion sound.
You sounds do like my thunderous might,
and then the blast rate is blows my hair gorgeously.
You do see the
short hair
frog hemoth kind of like shake at the explosion sound as it kind of like as it explodes on him. The tentacles kind of flare everywhere, and it is deafened if it has ears. Ooh, I assume it does.
Does it have ears? Don't
it doesn't you know? Say that it's like immune to the deafened condition, which it normally would if something like that would.
Yeah, thing. Frogs have ears.
Yeah,
they just don't have like.
Cartilage
external ears.
Yeah. Like how we had to,
which
like...
would be hilarious if they did.
Okay. So with that, you have two swords out staring right in front of it. Lindsay is then up, who as this frog hemoth, you know, comes into view. It is, like I said, foggy. Not foggy enough that your vision is deterred from it since this is such a fucking big ass creature. But she kind of lets out like a, oh, mama, that thing is huge. And she pulls out her bow on top of Cloud and chucks an arrow.
Does she get range advantage from being on top of Cloud?
What do you mean?
Not necessarily.
Higher ground.
But like, no. I mean, she's like, she's higher up.
No.
Just like 10 extra feet.
If anything, it would make it worse being on a moving thing.
She'll hit and do
38
damage.
The whole time
do some damage. So as like she chalks an arrow, you guys lose the arrow as it goes into the fog, but you hear like a little bit of like a squelch as it hits its target, hits its mark. Eris, no, frog.
Hello, frog.
I said oof thinking, oh, that's bad, but a 6 and a 7 also bad.
Also
way bad.
Kelly, you recognize the frog hemoth, just so, right? Because you're the reason why, so, yeah. Yes. So, I will also tell you, just so it's established, while looking at the frog hemoth, you can tell that it's pretty grown, but not, like, adult full grown.
Mm. Oh, balls. So that means there's a mom around. Maybe. Hopefully not.
Not the thing I was going for. I was mainly going for the sticklers of the rules. If they're like, their attacks do more, or his health should be a little higher, it's like, it's a little lower.
Sure.
Than a normal
so
one for people that
die.
Know the book. Well, his creature rating is a 10 normally, which for 3 adventurers at level 7 is too high.
That is definitely that's,
too high.
It's 3 high.
Yes.
Plus or minus, since we don't even know the fourth person.
Yeah, well, you have Lindsay, but she's also halved of right. What you guys are. So it is going to come at Ishii being the closest
naturally.
As it jumps off of this little rock ledge that it was standing like up on and just starts like, this map isn't exactly accurate, but yeah, there is like going and just charging at you.
I actually don't think it would move like
I
that.
I don't either. Move because I'm so cool. And
its tentacles would
anyways.
Start kind of like coming and grabbing the ground towards you. It makes... frog makes 2 attacks with its tentacles. It can also use its tongue or bite. Does that mean that it gets to use that as well?
What?
It says multi-attack. The frog hemoth makes 2 attacks with its tentacles. It can also use its tongue or bite.
So I feel
yeah,
like
I
either
know.
2 tentacle attacks or 1 tentacle, 1
and
bite.
One, that's what I
that's
figured.
What
it like
it like
only
me.
Gets 2 attacks. It doesn't get the 2 tentacles. And if it wants, it can use its tongue or bite. I think it's just 2 attacks. It can use its tentacles. It can also use its tongue or bite. It's a smaller one anyway, so we're just going to keep it at two attacks. So one tentacle, as it's going towards you, is going to reach out towards you. That would be a 17.
Yes. Just enough.
Oh.
You're dual wielding, does that?
That's 17.
Okay. I'm going to say you're dual wielding, you get a plus one. And you're not wearing armor.
I'm not.
But you have your barbarian stuff, so
you're still...
it's still up. Okay.
No, it's not up.
So for the tentacle, you're going to take 11. The tentacle comes like whipping at you super fast, and like as you're taking out your swords, you go to like kind of defend yourself, and it just swoosh, and smacks you right in the chest, just a little too quickly for you to block or defend against it.
It's fine. I ain't scared.
I fear no man nor beast.
Target. Damn. Okay, so as it comes in, just like, and hits you. The tentacle wraps around you, and you are also grappled.
That was fast.
You have a breastplate on, right?
Not anymore.
Nope, never mind then. I forgot, because you're a barbarian.
Yeah, we just, yeah.
Yeah, I took it off to look cool.
Do you? It's 14 plus dex, right?
I have 16 at this point. It was 10 plus dex plus con.
So it's going to bring you up to it with the tentacle and make its bite attack.
Oh, no!
And grappled creature has disadvantage, right?
I'm not sure if they have advantage or if I have disadvantage.
The condition, also, the condition ends if the grappler is incapacitated. A grappled creature speed becomes zero. So it just says you have zero speed that's grappled.
That's fine. It was always allowed.
So it's going to bite, and that is going to be a 18. So perfect. I know that that hits from the last one.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Really should have raged on that turn. I thought about it right after. I was like, and that's my turn. I'm like, it's too late now.
That'll be 10 from the bite. So as the tentacle grabs you and like brings you up close to it, it bites down on you, and you are now swallowed by it.
Oh, cool!
So you are inside.
I thought you were really gonna put him out. Like, can you do that?
I can't.
It's big enough.
You are inside. So now you are blinded and restrained. You have total cover against attacks.
Hey. That's cool.
You're inside.
Then you should rage while in there.
Fucking Hercules it and just come out his tummy.
Sounds like I'm not allowed to.
Oh, yeah, if you're restrained.
No, that doesn't mean anything.
Or does that just
mean restrained, you can break out, but you have to roll
speed strength. Becomes zero. Attack rolls against the creature have advantage. The creature has disadvantage on dex save, but that's it.
It'd be way worse.
I think grappled and restrained are two different things. Restrained, yeah. I feel like it's like you have like a rope tied around you, but you have like one free arm to be like, oh, bitch.
Yeah, you could.
Oh, bitch. I like the whole... And then grappled is like, or what's your wire? Mangekyo wire? What's it called? Not Mangekyo.
Monomolecular wire. Mangekyo wire.
My Mangekyo shining.
So okay. It's made out of one molecule.
So the creature, so the frog hemoth gullet can hold two creatures, but that doesn't matter. But that will end its turn. As you are currently inside, like as it swallowed you, you go down its throat and like plop down in like this acidic.
That's there. It is. That's what I was waiting for.
Acid
naturally,
and you see it start to kind of sizzle at you.
Naturally,
doesn't hurt you yet.
It's warm in here.
But it is very definitely warm, and you're going to want to get out. It's very, it's
like a cozy hot tub.
It's kind of hugging you, but you do have room to kind of like, it's just a cramped space.
Shimmy, 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 shimmy.
Yes, it is just a cramped space.
You're man in the box.
Eris, you are up. As you watch, Ishii just, it just whips it up like close to him, and then just
are we still throws him. Are we still in the cart?
I mean, that's where you were before, yeah. Okay. So he just grabs him, rips him towards him, and swallows him.
right. Shut up.
I want to pull out my magic sword, one-handed, jump out of the cart, move the 30 feet
towards him. Jumping takes a little bit of your movement, like to hop out and all that. But I'll say, I mean, you still have 25. I'll just say it's 5 feet to get out.
As close as I can.
25.
How far away from him am I now?
5, 10, 15, 20, 25. 25.
Sweet. I want to use Misty Step. Would 5 feet, would I be able to get 5 feet in the air, as in like Misty Step in front on top of him and just like come down?
How far does Misty Step
30
go?
30 feet.
30?
If I have 5 feet left.
I want to say the...
Because he's 15 feet up.
Yeah, I want to say the hypotenuse. Now, what is the word I want? What's C? What is C?
Oh, the C is the hypotenuse.
Hypotenuse. I wanted to say hypotenuse, but then I'm like, that sounds like hypothesis. This isn't what I want. I want to say...
Do you want me to calculate that?
20, yeah. What's A? C is A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
Yeah.
And this is 25 by 15, I don't think.
So then the radius would be...
Distance. I want to say that would be a greater distance.
To the math podcast.
To be up above him, I do not think. Don't think you would be able to.
Mostly it was just to look cool, but if not, then it doesn't matter. No big deal. So Misty step in front of him.
Capillaris!
Frog dude, you should try a vegetarian diet. And then I stab him twice.
29.2 feet.
Balls. Oh, wait.
Yeah. So that would work. Yeah, I was almost there.
I don't know how to do that math.
So, yes.
Sweet. I do that then instead of what I just said. But I still say, Frog dude, you should try a vegetarian diet and plunge my... I guess double stab? Double stab!
Well, what's your Misty Step?
It's a bonus action.
Okay, so you still have your attack action to use two attacks on it. Right above it, you can go ahead and just like try to plunge the sword twice into its frog face.
First attack.
Cut its eyes off. That's what it should have done.
It'd still have one.
What?
It'd still have one. That's three.
17 for the first one.
17 will hit.
Sweet.
Second attack.
All right. 18. For the second one.
Yeah, then yeah.
It's the frog sound.
One more on a single turn.
Okay. I thought he was telling us to do it again.
Aww.
I just heard you say one more. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10,
12, 13, 14, 15 damage.
Fucking hate that sound.
And I want to try to stay on top of him. Ride that bitch.
I'm sure you always try to stay on top of him.
You had like enough room to get up there, but not like... To be like plant. Up there, yeah. So you just kind of stab as you're like falling down, and it just like these two slices like just go stabbing into like its face and like up through like one down, and then as you pull up, you get one, and you get one to go like up through like the bottom of it.
So I basically did that thing where like a frat boy tried to jump off a roof into the pool, but barely missed the pool, but his hand still went into the water.
No, I Perfect. Mean you. Yeah, I guess. Sure. You didn't like smack the floor. You got him. But you land right in front of him as well.
Sweet.
That would be Riku, is that up?
Ishii, can you hear me?
You are still in its gullet.
I'm going to stand up on the little bench thing that I'm sitting on the
cart. Yeah.
On the cart. I'm just standing there.
Yeah, you were in front of it.
I will start weaving hand signs and clasp my hands together, eyes glowing red, veins in my eyes starting to be pulsating with a black sludge, and I will cast Phantasmal Killer at 4th level. And I'll kind of let you do what you want with this. I want it to be the image of a snake. You tap into the nightmares of a creature you can see within range and create an illusionary manifestation of its deepest fears visible only to that creature.
Well, its best friend is a snake.
Must make what?
So its best friend is a snake. Why would he be afraid of a snake?
Because snakes normally... snakes and hawks normally eat frogs.
It's just a joke.
Okay.
Just saying, like, just kidding. Best friend's a snake.
The target must make a wisdom save throw. On a failed save, the target becomes frightened for the duration.
Okay.
Wisdom save of 16.
Yeah, so he is wise, not dumb. I mean, he's dumb, but he is wise.
Damn.
He gets a -4 intelligence. He gets a +1 on wisdom, which isn't a lot. But he rolled an 8, so
it was more than we expected from a frog.
Also, you need to tell me that he makes the save every turn. Don't try to hide that fact from me.
I wasn't going to. We just weren't there yet.
Okay. Well, you were just like, and he's frightened for the duration, and it was like an automatic.
You just kept stopping me.
Okay. So he failed. So he is then frightened by...
not me, by the image.
By the image. Okay. So as you stare at this creature, I guess, would you see also the fake image?
Because I guess I would be controlling the image.
Yeah, but like nobody else would see it besides you and the creature.
Only the creature.
So you watch as the trees over on the other side of this ridge start to move. Its eyes shift over there as something that's caught in its range. The trees aren't actually moving for anybody else, but they've just pretended to move. You've created such an illusion that, like, you are impacting the environment.
Yeah, this has no, like, I guess,
15
by... It's nothing.
It doesn't actually do this, but, like, in your head, you see all this stuff happening because that's what it's now imagining. And this giant snake that is as big as your illusion can... manage, what was it?
That's what I was saying. There's no like scale on it.
Okay, so then it is big enough that it could swallow a frog hemoth whole.
Okay.
Because that's what would make it afraid.
Yeah, sure.
It's only like a 5-foot snake. I find this motherfucker swallow anything.
As cool as that is, like, it's a pretty badass move, but like from an outside perspective, it's just like you just really intensely staring
that's
at
all
frog
it is.
And
that's
like,
all
what's
I'm
he doing?
Doing.
Yeah.
This about I wanna say like 25-foot around snake is just slithered around this corner and is now staring the frog hemoth in the face as it kind of like turns and sees this, like you see its eyes just quickly dart over to that side and you watch it make eye contact with the snake. Eris, you just watch it as it just like, you just like, did this thing get scared by the wind or like what?
No, Eris thinks he did it. He's like, yeah, you're scared of me now.
And you watch its eyes just quickly go over there, and does it take damage this turn, or
no.
Is it...
At the end of each one of its turns, it will react, however, because it is frightened of this illusion.
Right.
At the end of each one of its turns, it must make another wisdom save throw, and then that's what causes the damage.
Okay.
If it passes, it's done, it takes no damage. If it fails, this
right.
spell continues, and it takes damage.
Right. Okay. So you watch its eyes just quickly jut over. Ishii, it is your turn.
Okay.
What
am I allowed to do?
Yeah. So, swallowed a target, a creature is blinded and restrained. Restrained creature speed becomes zero, can't benefit. Attack rolls against the creature have advantage, and the creature's attack rolls have disadvantage. The creature has disadvantage on dex save. So you can attack it from the inside.
So I have disadvantage?
But you have disadvantage.
Okay.
I know it's like, well, I clearly can hit it because it's right here, but it's more or less like, you're just getting like, you're not getting like full nice swings at it or anything like that, but you can try to like, you know.
But since my speed is zero,
yeah.
I can't try to climb out.
No.
I can't move.
No, you can't try to climb out. I will tell you there is a stipulation that does get you out of the creature, but it was not met and it's a new turn, so it's now back at
it's fine
to restart.
But you had to punch in it in the...
You just have to do so much damage to it, and it'll be like, oh my god.
What did I eat? All
right. But now it's a new turn, so that stat is back to zero.
You should definitely rage that.
I guess,
But it is your turn, as you are inside this red squishiness surrounding you.
Squishiness is squishy.
You've got two swords out.
I do. All right. I will.
Do you think he's going to rage, Johnny?
I'll just attack it.
Who the fuck is Johnny?
Three times.
Okay. Just my announcer friend.
Oh.
It's just three times.
Yeah, no, I thought you were using your...
Okay. Well, so that's your
first roll
on every attack? Because you have disadvantage on all attacks.
I should have not done that.
It's fine. So what did you get on all those rolls?
A 1, a 7, and a 10.
Okay. So just roll them all again. All
right. 1, 7, 10.
1, 7, 10. So
And all, the three lowest numbers that you got, that's what you should use. Just use.
So it's,
well, I guess.
So 1, 3.
I fucked this up.
1, 3, 10. Those are his lowest.
That's fine. We'll call it 1, 3, 10. So that means the 10 is.
Well, he said 7 last time, so it'd be 1, 3, 7.
1, 3, 7. Oh, okay. 1, 3, 7. Mm-hmm. The 7 is a 15.
Okay. The 15 will hit.
The 3.
15 barely hits.
It's less than 15, and the 1.
Is a 1.
Is a 1. And this.
I see what you were trying to go with if you, like, didn't have disadvantage. Yeah, just, it would have worked.
Well, I forgot. That I had disadvantage, so I was like, oh, just 3 attacks. I'll just roll these 3 dice. And
I know, it's fine.
Clearly that did not work that well.
It's fine. So that 1 attack will hit.
And this would be a time that I would normally action surge, but I won't. And this will, can this be my skip?
Yes.
That I need to do.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So that 1 will hit.
When he, when, yeah, when you were fighting the glowing orbs, the will-o-wisps, he accidentally action surged twice.
Do these markers work on that?
That was the black.
No.
No.
Okay.
Or, oh, yeah, the pudding.
Yeah. 12. Slashing, I guess.
Just go with the top sword on my list.
It's not resistant to any of that kind of damage, so it, regardless, it won't work. Yeah. So from inside, you just, you're trying to move, and it is just hard as it is restraining you, and your swords just aren't finding anything, to where eventually you just, instead of trying to, like, because you're trying to, like, move your arm back and get these full swings in, and you just realize you can't, and you're not getting the power on it. So then you just take one of your swords and, like, put it underneath your armpit, so where you, instead of just like a slicing motion, you just kind of like a pierce kind of motion, and it just, you see it like sink in. You can feel the Froghemoth kind of tremble from like the impact of something from the inside, like hurting it.
Yeah.
See
how much acid damage I take.
That's what you get for eating your food's whole.
Yes. You reflux. Still don't take the acid damage yet. Okay. You do it on the start of its turn.
I was going to say, that's
which is
me.
Now.
Lindsay's up.
No, Lindsay's up.
So right. Lindsay has a chance to save you, and she's just like, "It's Aiden Ishii!" And she just shoots another fucking arrow.
That's all archers are good for.
He used to be so cute. Yeah, but he's so cute though. Lindsay's
careful,
arrow will hit.
That's why I didn't say it loud.
I've got ice in my veins.
How much damage you do?
Shut something, up. Something.
12.
12. Plus her.
I love that song though.
I have to skip it because Lil Wayne's my nightmare. I don't like him.
I don't like Eminem in that song.
Which one?
Drop the World.
Drop the World.
Drop,
yeah.
Drop one.
I just don't super like Eminem in that song. In either of their songs together.
Alright. So that did do enough damage.
Ew.
If like it takes logic. 20 damage or more on a single turn. From a creature inside,
like,
it.
Turn. Oh, balls. It from so inside. You have to do it.
The
I thought you were
going
to say you have to, like, touch its, like, uvula.
Uvula. You got
uvula?
It. Yeah.
Okay, that's the
one. Regurgitate also on creatures, each witch.
That's
girl.
Exactly what I was going to
That's a good movie. Underrated.
Monster House.
Okay, so it has to be from you. I thought Lindsay could, like, finish the damage and do that. But she did a good amount of damage to it as another arrow just sink and pierces into it. The Froghemoth, seeing the snake there, though, will now also start to run away from the snake with Ishii inside of it.
Hi, guys!
As it's right here, though, it will more or less try to get another snack before it starts to run, so it will attack Eris.
I don't think I'll ever leave. It's so cozy and warm in here.
Alright, so it is going to just, like, try to bite him right away. Since it's close enough, he doesn't need to, like, grapple with a tentacle and whip him closer. It's just more or less going to go and try down to bite down to you. And that is, oh, that's over 20.
Oh, yeah, that's Toad's gonna hit me.
So it'll hit you for.
Oh, God.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12 damage. Oof. And then you are swallowed. There's no save or anything like that. Like, it's just...
If it hits with a bite, you swallow.
Yeah, it just... And just... Whoop, and Ishii, as you're here, you feel something just slam onto, like, your head. And, like, real quick slam onto your head and then falls to the next of you. And you just hear, like, oh, this is so gross.
Ishii, I'm here to save you.
So now Eris is inside of the Hemoth.
Come on in.
As well.
Water's fine.
And it will use its 30 feet of movement to start going away from the snake. Ishii, you take acid damage, though.
That's fine. This plan has really backfired for you.
Oh, yeah.
I
wanted it to run away, but I didn't think it'd fucking eat you.
And you'll take 12 acid damage.
Like, that was the plan.
And it takes damage on its
it
turn?
It has to roll first.
Or your turn.
At the end of its turn.
Okay.
At the end of its turn, it has to roll again.
Oh, it makes the save. Right, yes. Right. So it starts booking it.
The target must make a decision. On a failed save, the target becomes frightened for the duration. At the end of each of the target's turns before the spell ends, the target must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or take 4d10 psychic damage on a successful save. The spell ends.
Yeah. That is a 3 plus 1, 4. So go ahead and roll your damage.
2, I need yours because I'm keeping count with mine. That's all d10s, yeah. 5. Yeah, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 psychic damage. That could have been a lot better.
How much 13?
Could have been up to 40.
Yeah.
Damn.
Not even
yeah, enough. Right?
Okay, so as it starts to, like, it...
Would I be able to control this snake on my turn? How much movement would this giant-ass snake have for it to chase and wrap around it? We're getting creative here.
Drive it back.
Yeah, I mean...
Read me the spell one more time real quick.
I'll just give it to you.
Okay. So you're concentrating on it. So you're keeping it up. You tap into the nightmare and you create the illusionary manifestation of its deepest fears visible under the creature. Wisdom saves when the spell ends. I would say yes... You can control it because you're creating, and it's also a concentration, so you're keeping it up and controlling it. It is an illusion, so I would say you could honestly make it do whatever you really want.
That's the answer that I wanted.
Up to a certain point, I mean, obviously. But
it has
I think,
100 feet of movement.
But I think what you're trying to accomplish is more or less, so as it runs, and the reason it gets hurt is because it feels like the snake kind of, like, bite at it. It thinks that the snake is right there biting at it, and so it, like...
It's a placebo effect.
Yeah. At which point, I will say on your turn, you can control it.
Yes, that's fine.
Eris, you're up.
On a... Well, we're blind, right?
You are restrained.
Isn't there a different thing, too? Strained, blind?
Oh, I can't see.
You are blinded and restrained, okay. Yeah.
But I think you can...
I feel like you could see inside. Well,
it's
no, because it's dark.
We're in the dark, right?
Yeah.
So I can't see.
Yeah, but I'd say you can see a little bit, but there's nothing to see. It's just
way,
a bunch of squishy gooey. You can see that. You can also feel that Ishii is, like, right next to you.
Yeah.
Like,
so pissed.
Ishii, I got a plan, but I'm going to need you to close your eyes, and you're probably going to get a little bit more burned.
Oh.
But it's so
and
nice
I activate
in here.
My radiant consumption.
Okay. Did you close your eyes?
I guess. If he's going to tell me to.
Okay.
I'll listen.
Listen.
I'm just going to be bright as shit. And you're like, flashbang.
That's why I was saying, if you didn't close your eyes, like, you would have been. So even though your eyes are closed, I mean, you can tell that it was dark
in
here.
It's like when your eyes are closed and somebody turns the light on and, like, you can.
Yeah, you can tell that a light came on.
Yeah.
So your eyes are shut. It doesn't, like.
I've seen him do this before, too, so it's
only one.
He says it,
but
so
still,
just like,
it's happened twice, because he did it right when he was following Roth, I thought, into the portal. I thought
he
did
yeah,
it.
Oh, yeah,
he
had activated, so yeah, you've seen it twice.
Ow! I don't know why I did that at you, I'm sorry.
Ishii, you take... Quick question, it says half my level rounded up, so if it's 7,
half
would it automatically
be 4? And then it would be 4.
Okay,
it would be 3.5, so it would be 4.
But
Round it up. Just making sure. All right. The frog hemoth and you take 4 radiant damage.
Oh, that's it.
So what does it say? It says you take damage equal to your level rounded up. Half your level rounded
half
up.
Half my level rounded
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
So okay. plus anything?
Just nope, just that.
Yeah, I remember it was
super bright. I get bonuses to my attacks now.
Oh, okay. That's good.
That's my action, so I can't do anything now. Bonus action, I want to cast Thunder Smite on my hammer, and then that's it.
You mean the
or sword. Yeah.
Yeah, you have your sword out. Mm. Okay, so damn. All right. So you cast that. The frog hemoth will take 4 damage. Put it at that. Not enough to upchuck, because it would have added to Kelly's 12, but only 4 does not 16, get it.
Damn it.
But you are now radiating this light that even Riku from the outside, as you see it start to like book it away, you see its stomach just kind of start to have like a faint glow.
The prophecy's foretold. Every
time it opens its mouth in pain, it's like,
and Riku, you're up.
Lindsay, we need to follow, but keep your distance a bit. And I will... Actually, no. We still have this fucking cart.
Yeah.
Right?
You're on the cart. She's off. She is on.
I don't think we could, like, make the cart come up here. Mm-mm. Right? I mean...
This map isn't necessarily 100% accurate. I didn't want to make Emma make another map.
That's fine. No,
this is a good enough forest.
You'll be weaving through a lot of trees.
Though. Yeah, so more or less, this is the path that your cart is on. To the sides are its hillies and trees.
So
and
then
the
I
cart
will
cannot...
say, Lindsay, guard the cart, and I will jump off and follow as well as I can, and I will have the illusion of the snake. Let me change this, because this is my second turn having this activated. It's up to 1 minute. Have the illusion of the snake move around to, like, cut it off.
Smart.
And smart. I still have an action... that I will, and a bonus action, I will throw up one hand sign, one gang sign, and...
I'm just trying to think, like, if controlling the illusion, if that'll burn your, like, bonus.
If that would be my action?
I wouldn't say action.
As with a silent image, isn't it an action to move the silent image?
Is it?
Thank you for listening to us here at Beyond First Level.
Done a lot of rule checking today.
Got a lot of rule checking.
So I feel like we're getting super creative now.
Silent image, what is that?
Silent image is a first level wizard spell under illusions. I know other people have it, but I know it's a wizard spell.
That helps me a lot. Silent image.
That sounds
nice. You can use your action to cause the image to move any spot within range. So we'll take it as silent image, and since you're moving it in like to do specific things. Now if the creature was like it would move on its own just to keep scaring the creature. Mm-hmm. But since you're like gonna control it to do a certain thing,
that's totally fine. I'm okay with that. But I will use a bonus action to curse it with my Hexblade curse.
Okay, so
does nothing right now.
Right.
He's just cursed.
But you having the snake wrap around
to cut it off. And almost if the snake is long enough to just circle it.
Okay. Because it doesn't have that. Okay. So.
And I'll try to stay hidden in these areas so it won't eat me also.
Okay. So from the perspective also, not... with you two, I guess the hex would kind of work its way through. So everybody but Ishii now, Riku and Lindsay see this like black mist smoke come around it, which is semi being peeked through by this light in the stomach. Eris, on the inside, you are glowing from your inside, like your eyes and your mouth are like burning bright. But you also see these dark shadows. You see these dark shadows start to just like seep through in its stomach and all this, and like you just see these shadows start to wrap around, not like you or anything like that, but like you're noticing these dark mists.
I don't think we've ever clarified on it. Like, do I? So can I? Is Eris's personality still shining through? Is it like he's still kind of possessed, but I have some more control over it?
You have control over it now. I mean, it's just you're activating this power from within you. You're not like possessed. I would say no.
Like the first time, I was just like,
no, that was just the first time it's ever been activated. So I just kind of did that for flair, but no.
Okay,
flair.
Ishii, you are up. It is bright as heck in here.
And dark.
And also dark.
You can see shadows. Because that makes sense.
Oh.
Yikes.
Will. Rage?
All right. So you just turn your neck to the side and you get a nice big old. Eris, you hear this audible kind of crack. And you feel the space that you're in get a little tighter as Ishii gets a little bigger and wider. And just... Ishii, you are up.
Okay.
So you are now raged.
Okay. And with that, I will also activate Reckless Attacker.
Okay.
So I should be normal.
Yeah, so then right? You would be normal because you have disadvantage while restrained, but it would cancel out. The advantage, no. So you'll be just
reckless. Now you can roll
reckless
all three.
Well, no, now he only has two because he's bonus action rage.
JK, just roll two.
LOL. Hopefully they'll hit. Oh god.
One for each.
Yeah. which that still probably won't hit. That's only a 13. And that one is a 19.
19 will hit. 13 just misses.
Son of a bitch.
Right?
I just want you guys to know I'm having a good time.
Oh, fuck me. 9.
Okay, so it'll take 9 damage. And it's a new turn, so that'll reset our damage calculator.
Oh, wait. How much did I say?
9?
Plus
11.
Rage.
9, 11.
Oh.
Forgot the raid damage. As per usual.
Okay, so a little better. And the damage calculator to see if it upchucks you is a little higher. So Lindsay being on the cart also with now it is starting to run through trees. This map doesn't necessarily do it. She's gonna try to shoot an arrow, but it has.
Can I not tell her to guard the cart?
Yeah.
She has long range.
She's just, oh, sure.
She has sharpshooter. She can do anything.
She's sitting at the cart. Ooh, it's still only about 60 feet away at this point.
That's fine.
So she can still shoot an arrow, but it does have a lot of cover. So unless she, no. I'm going to say like a 19 or a 20 probably would have still hit it, but.
I have full cover.
Because you are inside.
You're not special.
Kisses. She shoots the arrow, it misses. You just see it like as you start to run, it just hits a tree that's like maybe 10 feet in front of you. You just see like a thump. It had a good line, but just hits a tree. Ishii, Eris, you take. Ouch. Okay.
Four?
Huh?
What?
Nothing. Acid damage. 15. I rolled 2 sixes.
Are you still hurting me?
At the end of my turn.
Okay.
So you're fine.
No, okay. What are you at?
I'm good.
Oh, I thought you were just going to be like, and if he does 4 more damage, I'm going to just...
I'm good-ish. Fine for now.
Eris, you are up.
Now you're about to get hurt.
Oh, wait. it's the Froghemoth's turn. You take the acid damage on its turn.
Right.
But from the snake, like, wrapping around, and now the snake's head is, like, has quickly, like, shot around and is standing right in front of it. So it like, wow, now I lost my page. All right, I found it already. It put that right there so I don't lose it. It don't look at my numbers.
I know.
Oh, jeez.
You made a big deal of opening your book right in front of me, and I was like, oh.
You see it put on the brakes hella quick as it just kind of like, it sticks out two of its tentacles to grab onto a tree and just kind of like stop itself.
I know exactly why it's putting on the brakes.
Lindsay doesn't. she doesn't know that you have made this giant snake here. What she just watches it start to run and then just like stop instantly.
It's like a cat. It's like doing random shit.
Cats do that.
Yeah.
It'll turn and start running the opposite way as the also as the tail is still over here.
Yeah.
And like starting to be behind you.
Big ass snake.
Because it is starting to like wrap around, but I will say like for the sake of sure. It doesn't have like this full
yeah I was gonna say you're
full go
in charge,
so it'll start running like more or less to you towards like its greatest opening, which would be like over this way, and with you being there it will take a swipe at you. Like, I mean, it still can attack
sure
with the tentacle
with disadvantage
because
it's scurred.
Scurred.
True.
Scurred.
Well, good thing, because that one was a 20, and that one is a 5 plus 4, 9.
Nope.
All right. So the tentacle comes, like, barreling at you, and it just, like, slams into a tree that is right in front of you. So it starts to go a little more, and just because it's huge doesn't mean, like, you get an opportunity attack. It'll reach out with like another tentacle and just try to like hit you with like with both. Got it knows that tentacle. It has. It knows that it has no room in its gullet for a third.
I don't know this.
For a third snap. No, I know, but it knows that it can't eat you, so it's like, I'm not even gonna try.
I bet I'm a tasty snack.
Thirteen.
Nope.
Didn't think so. Whew. But it will keep running, and so at the end of its turn,
it makes another whiz save.
12.
16. So, 1, 2, oh my god, where is it? 3, 4. Yeet.
I'm just gonna keep these over here for 11, 12, 13, 40, 50, 60, 17, 18, 19, 20
psychic damage.
So, half.
Yeah.
Half of your potential.
Way better. Than
way better.
Than the first time.
Yeah.
Oh, 23, because it's hexed. So it gets my proficiency bonus also.
That only just added 3, right?
Yeah, okay. But still. Still more damage.
Yeah, yeah, I had like already changed the number, like, so I didn't know.
It's like an extra middle finger.
Yeah, so as these two tentacles come wrapping at you and just hitting trees right in front of you, because you like you duck behind one real quick, and you watch as the snake comes around even further, to try to cut it off some more, and slams into its side to where it like it trembles, but like Lindsay doesn't see anything. She just watches it as it slams into a tree, but it thinks the snake like hit it, and she is thoroughly concerned on just like, why is this creature like acting so strangely? Like, what happened with its behavior to where like it was very like, I'm gonna kill you all, and confident. now it seems like it is panicking from nothing. Eris, you're up.
Sweet. Let's see. Got my thunder smite.
So at the start of the turn, they take the damage.
End of turn.
Okay.
I want to do my two attacks. I still have my thunder smite. Eris, or fuck, Izzy. You should probably cover your ears.
I mean,
two attack.
He really can't. He's got two swords. Yeah, he's got two swords in his hand.
It's the principle. Give him a warning, you know.
Sure.
Like how you fire a 45. It's like.
First, I got disadvantage, right?
Yeah.
Okay. 14, 15.
You have disadvantage.
I know. I rolled a 7.
You rolled a 7 and a 13.
Okay. Then yes, that'll hit.
Okay. Ooh. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11?
11 will not.
Okay. First one's all that matters. So then, loud boom goes off.
Do you get bonuses to your connect or just your damage when you're lit up?
When I'm lit up, I have extra damage, but only once per turn. So like once I attack it, then that basically goes away.
Okay, that's fine.
The same with the Thunderous Might. Once I hit it next turn, it will like glow again, I guess. Yeah. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Pen. 20 regular slashing damage. And 6
thunder damage?
Yeah. And it's loud.
Yeah, so
26.
From the inside, you just get like a good like slice on it, and it just kind of like Kelly for Ishii for a brief moment with the boom, it kind of fills the stomach cavity with like a lot of air. So you were squeezed up right against Eris, and like guts and stuff were on you. And then for a brief second, you're just like, oh, this is nice. Like, you know, because it creates such a pressure in the stomach that you get room to move just a little bit. That's also followed by your hearing is gone. Hearing is gone. Eris, same as yours. Yeah. Like in such a closed space, like, Riku, you just watch as like the inside glowing,
like it just exploded a little bit.
Expands that little bit, yeah. Also, a loud, muffled noise comes from you.
God, are they using dynamite in there?
It's like huge. A large ass burp.
So that's a huge burp out.
And
smoke.
And since it's the end of my turn, extra 4 damage. And
for
too.
Both, right?
Sorry, buddy.
I need him to now do a constitution save.
Who?
The frog hemoth. They did enough damage to like max the almost if he regurgitates.
Gotcha.
But this save is the DC is a 20. He gets a +5. I rolled a 19.
Damn.
So the air kind of, you see it kind of like open its mouth and like
some glow coming out.
And it just burps. All of that pressure that Eris created just burps out. And then the stomach contracts back on you too, and you are still trapped inside.
Man, fuck this thing.
Boogie,
fuck
woogie, this woogie, thing. Woogie.
Riku.
We're having a party in here, man.
Riku, you're up.
I don't want to get close.
Join the party, man.
You have Eldritch Blast.
Yeah, I'll put my hand out and I will use 2 Eldritch Blasts.
Okay. I will say that it has partial cover.
Okay.
You also had partial cover when it tentacled you, but it didn't even come close to hitting you, so it didn't really matter.
Because
there's so many trees in the way, like
slashing.
So.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Wow.
Oh, wow. 18 for both.
For the lowest?
Roll 2
tens. Okay, then yeah, that'll still hit.
Okay, for both of them?
Yeah.
Ah, balls. Math.
6.
What am I doing? Yeah. 10, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. 22 damage. No, what am I doing? I was thinking of my sword.
What are we adding?
Those two, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Because, okay, it's just 12.
Does it have the hex damage?
Yeah, that's with the hex damage. It's 3 on each extra one.
Okay. Man, you okay?
You don't get bonuses for the Eldritch Blast normally, right? Yeah,
no.
It's just straight rolls. But
yeah,
since you have
because I automatically put my bonus on because I've been sorting it up.
Yeah, you've been sorting it up for a while.
Sorting it up.
So 2 blasts, just poof, poof. Riku or Eris Ishii, you feel this impact just kind of like hit you, and like it's almost as if like someone had punched you through a pillow.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
As these like just little faint impacts on your like on you guys as it and you feel the whole as a frog hemoth the whole beast kind of shiver as well.
Wiggle,
but you
wiggle,
do
wiggle,
feel
wiggle.
The like two.
I want to make some distance also between. The, I don't know if I'm that close.
Man, I really hope
this
acid
is damaged
breastplate.
That was pretty accurate. I mean, it's already about
so
20
three,
feet away.
And then that, and then okay.
I just got it.
That ends my turn. What?
The breastplate. Is it destroying the breastplate right now?
Oh,
cool.
Okay, cool.
All right, yeah.
There you go.
It's not acidic acid to where it's corrosive.
Okay.
All right, cool. I was about to be pissed because I spent like 100 and some bucks.
I know, I just got my jacket fixed too.
Yeah, you did. You got duster on.
Ishii. So as Riku's 200th blast just punch in the stomach and you guys feel the pillow punch, you're up.
All right.
Your eyes are still closed. You are deafened and blinded.
All right.
You can't hear anything because all you're hearing is...
You were blind because you couldn't see in the dark. Now you're blinded because it's too much light.
Yeah, it's everything. Jesus. Everything's going badly. I will reckless attack again, I guess, since okay. he can't attack me anyways.
Yeah.
Might as well. So here's both. Okay, there we go. So we have a 26 and a 22.
Yes, those will both hit.
Hell yeah.
Jesus fucking
not
shit.
Hell yeah.
I have one more. There we go.
He wants it.
Eight. That is 13. 21 damage. Actually, plus another 4, so 25.
25? Okay.
And I will use my bonus action to use Second Wind to get some health back before I die. Getting back 9.
Okay.
Fuck you. If you guys didn't get eaten, we could have just let it run away and be fine.
If you did your job, we'd be out of the ammo by now.
Fine. Okay. It still is fine. Okay, because it failed anyway. I saw that it... So I was good. That 25 is enough to like hit the max on it. It regurgitating, but it does say he makes the DC Constitution saving throw at the end of that turn, which means after everybody's gone and it's about to be the start of a new round, or is a turn when that person goes.
I think a turn is person. Round is everybody.
Yeah, the turn is just its turn.
Okay.
Probably its turn. Since all this stuff is happening at the same time, you know,
I
feel like it would just be its turn.
Whatever gets us out of the stomach faster.
Oh. Okay, well, it failed anyway, because like then that would have changed the more on a single turn. It needs to take 20 damage or more on a single turn from somebody inside it. So that means like your both damage doesn't add up.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm.
It would only be like one person's
thing. That makes sense,
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I shouldn't have rolled that one, but he did pass that one. So it doesn't really matter. Ishii just did over 20, which makes him have to check to see if he regurgitates on this turn. 16 plus 5, 21. So you guys are still just in its stomach. Your attacks, like, Eris, as Ishii is just, like, super close to you, you feel... Did you add your rage damage to those?
I did.
Okay.
Because I said 21, and then I was like, wait.
Wait? Okay, I just want to make sure. You feel Ishii just getting, like, a lot more unconcerned that you're in here and just starts swinging, but still very controlled. And his elbows kind of hit up against you, but you feel like, and you feel like the stomach lining get a little bit bigger as you guys are still doing like so much damage to it. Its stomach is starting to tear from the inside because you guys are doing a lot of damage to it. It's giving you more room to move around.
Yeah, as stomach ulcers, bitch.
As it's starting to expand and all of that. Lindsay... You used your action to Elder's Blast, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so the snake still wouldn't have wrapped around. You would have needed to control it to wrap, finish wrapping around. But so it still has a path to escape, but Lindsay will shoot an arrow. Still having partial cover. That isn't enough, though, so she will hit. 1.
Did you know it hurts to digest, but your brain just ignores it?
That's what?
I believe that.
I
like your body's in
the
pain
stuff,
to digest food, but your brain just like, no, it doesn't hurt. Just don't worry about it.
Well, that's what, did you know, like your eyes ignore your nose?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're all
anymore.
The time, but like,
you said not anymore.
It's just like, no, don't look at that. Don't pretend that's not there.
I feel like I always see my nose. Maybe my eyes are broken.
So Lindsay goes, she shoots an arrow.
Brain is broken.
That's true.
It will continue going. Just as it gets 30 feet away from
Bye, Riku.
Now I'm just picturing Ishii finding his nose for the first time. What the fuck is that?
Just for,
I got some in my eye.
purposes. It will take you guys at the end of its turn. You guys will take the acid damage. Oof.
At the end of its turn?
Yeah.
The thingy's turn?
Yeah.
It also needs to make a save. Okay, sorry.
I was just doing the damage first.
Gotcha.
And that would be 18. Three sixes. That'd have been a great.
I started off at 77. You know that?
Yeah.
I'm blaming you.
That would have been a great roll for a character stat.
Oh, yeah.
What are you at now?
32.
Oh. Ishii, what are you at?
12. I also started with 77.
And it'll make the wisdom save of
16.
10.
Yes. Yeah, fuck him up, Riku.
Fucking trying really hard. What's that? What are those? Come. You're better.
5 plus 6 is 11.
11. God.
Just set it on fire.
These
wait until
terrible.
It like this.
I
awesome
do this.
Yeah, that's a 1. Not a
2. Yes. I don't know. It's just it's a snake. It's an illusion, right? I mean, would I have to kill it with the illusion?
Yeah.
I feel like at this point, all that would happen is its brain would just like melt.
Yeah, I really don't have.
So you watch as the snake that has started to wrap around it finishes coiling around and finishes the loop to where like it is stuck in this circle. You watch as it like starts to try to turn into you. The snake just instantly just kind of like it goes through you and like finishes like the loop. Instead of it being
like
this 200, instead of this being like this 200 foot snake, it is now instantly like, it was like, oh, there's a bunch of room over here. It turns around and the body of the snake is now like, probably it only has 20 feet to go. So you watch it as it like tries to turn and like find an escape route. You see it look up. It's a fucking frog. It's got massive legs to just like try to jump over the trees. So the two of you on the inside feel it kind of like squeeze down, and you feel like almost like you're on a roller coaster as it springs up. And as it starts to like look up, you watch as the snake's head comes up and like devours it, but doesn't actually devour anything. Its brain just turns to mush as it's gone through what, 3 rounds, 4 rounds?
Of this
brain torture. So it's like in the air, and then you see all of its muscles just kind of
limp.
It goes through the tree line, but I mean, you guys can't see the beautiful view that you guys are now here.
Yeah.
And then it just, you guys feel it as it hits branches on its way down. Smack, and hits the ground. For the sake of sake, you guys will take 2 bludgeoning. Not enough to do anything to you guys. But as it just poof, smacks down on the ground, and all of its muscles are now relaxed. To where, Eris, you can see that its kind of throat has now like opened up, and you guys could potentially just crawl out.
Fuck that, we're just going rip through its stomach.
That.
Okay, so.
Actually, no, I'm crawling out. Actually.
Ishii, what are you doing?
Never.
I'm just laying there because I have no idea what's happening.
Yeah, you're blind and deaf. You just felt a bunch of like thud, 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 thud.
Moved around a lot.
I want to be dashing over.
That's all you're hearing.
And cutting through the stomach.
Alright. So you run over and see a bulge. And you see a bulge start to like work its way up through, but you only see like this once. So you just, but you're still like instinctively just going to like go and start like stabbing and cutting in. Go ahead and make an attack roll.
Oh.
That was miserable.
It was 25.
25. Go ahead and roll damage.
8.
You take 8 damage.
Hell yeah.
As the sword pierces through and just rips down. And you get Ishii on the inside. But Ishii, now like the light went away initially, so it went back to being dark, and then it opens up to light. You feel a sharp pierce on your side.
Are you still raged?
Yeah, you would technically still be.
Boom.
Yeet. Do I know I cut him?
No.
Then I don't feel bad.
I wouldn't think you would, as you're just kind of like he's kind of bleeding from the like the acid kind of hitting and on all this and all that. But he more or less has like a bunch of burns on him, which are kind of like starting to congeal blood. But you can't really tell. Ishii, the light now overwhelms you. You get your first breath of like fresh air. You can open your eyes, and there's just like a bunch of sludge on you. You have to like wipe away.
Oh yeah.
And you see like Riku standing, kind of like over top of this like gut, like prying the rib cage and like skin away.
Hot.
Now give you a hand.
And like reaches out a hand to you to like help you out. You can't hear anything. Even the Riku talks to you.
Let's get you out of there.
I grab it.
You see my mouth move.
Did you just stab me?
What?
What?
What? Mop.
I get out and then I deactivate my...
Yeah, so you crawl through, like, its mouth. And, like, its mouth is, like, currently, like, shut. So you have to, like... put your hands, like, on the roof of its, like, mouth.
Hercules! Hercules!
And, like... get out as it like and slams back down. You're covered in just goop, saliva, acid, and just kind of like gross. Just so gross.
It's all sticky and gooey.
I think we did it.
Ishii, after about 2 minutes of just kind of like wiping yourself off and just sticking your finger in your ear, just trying to like open up your jaw, just trying to get that like that sound back. Eventually you start hearing little faint bits past that.
Cool.
But the Frankhemus is dead. The music can change.
I want to walk over to Ishii, offer him a fist pump.
Fine, I do it.
I heal you for 20.
So Jesus, you see, 20. So you see him reluctantly.
I mean, I did burn him a shit ton. I feel like
You see him reluctantly as like you stick out your hand for him. Like he kind of like looks at it, looks at himself, and just kind of like opens up the bag of holding to get like a healer's kit out, and he's just kind of like.
It's like, I guess you did most of this to me, anyways.
Yeah, and that's what he kind of like, really, you know what, you owe me. And like, it's not a very hard connect, but he just like taps his hand onto yours to like...
I'm also dying.
Yeah. To get the effect, you but just... Yeah.
I love my healing hands.
I go down all the
time. Light hands.
Let's get back to the cart.
What?
We should keep moving.
What?
Can
what?
You still not hear me?
What?
What?
I mean, kinda. It's very faint.
I'm just fucking with you. Let's go.
That they can hear. Your hearing is not as impaired, but it is kind of still.
You were the source.
It was like it's like a fart. It's not as smelly to you, but it's smelly to everybody else.
Like we go for like where's this going?
That was a spot on analogy for the thunderous boom.
Right. You guys are gonna head back to the cart. We're gonna take a very short break.
Cool. Because speaking of farts. I'm just kidding.
Keep it to yourself. It's like Marin. So, we are all back. The frog hemoth is no more.
Give me that mutton kill.
Oh, yeah. Did you, somebody put that on the board for him?
I didn't.
He's about to.
Where's that marker? Did you take that marker?
It's literally
mine the whole time, and I left it up there on accident.
It's literally, there's an Expo one sitting on
there. I don't know, because I knew Sam used a different one.
She used the one out of her book.
Okay.
I just forgot.
I didn't know if they'd work or not. I don't know. It doesn't matter. So.
I gotta catch up to Ishii.
You got those fucking four will-o-wisps saving her and just. Whack, 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 whack.
Kika.
It's okay. Size doesn't matter.
It's still just one.
That's what she said.
It counts as one.
Still just one, I know.
It's still just one.
Did anybody want to do anything here?
I am going to walk over and lay in the back of the cart.
Get in the fucking cart.
All right. I don't need to do minis or anything like that. Yeah. But
you guys drive. And then I just go in there, just lay down.
As you kind of like help yourself, like get into the cart, Lindsay is right there still on Cloud, and she got off of Cloud as you guys like were climbing out and was there, seeing that you guys like had it handled, and she just kind of, is there anything that I can do? I have a couple of potions in my bag. Ishii, I mean, you look pretty worse for wear. Do you want one? Or?
I'll be all right. I just need to. I don't need anything. I'll be good. I'm good. I'm strong.
Okay.
Strong be me.
I know you are. I just, you know, thought I'd ask.
Thank you for guarding the card, by the way.
Well, I mean, didn't really do too much, but I trust you. You knew what you were doing. Eris, do you need a potion? Anything? Are you good?
I still got some power left over if I need it, but I think I'll be all right.
All right. I do know that, you know, going to the city of outlaws, if we look weak, they might take advantage of it, so...
Exactly. We should... Would any of you like to take a small break here, or even a long rest, I guess? Or
what time of day is it?
Continue on.
Well, you guys have only been awake for like 2-3 hours.
I would at least like to take a short break. I did exhaust some energy with that spell.
Well, I don't know if these woods are maybe the safest. Do you think maybe setting up a camp outside the city if we're not out in the open or anything?
I put my hand over a brow looking off into the distance. How much longer do we have to go?
The brow looking probably doesn't help you see because it is foggy and
Just morpher.
Yeah. You guys probably have 3-4 hours left.
So enough time to get a short rest in before we get there.
If you wanted to, yeah.
To be short resting while on the move.
Yeah.
I would like to take a small break, maybe one of us drive the carts, so the other would driving the cart be able to be done while short resting?
Short rest is
I mean, we're just doing this.
Yeah, short rest is shown as like
small
activities. Yeah. So like you're just kind of sitting there guiding these horses. If anything were to happen, then it would disturb that short rest. But if anything happens to anybody during a short rest, it disturbs the short rest.
It's not like you would throw a second obstacle in our way.
Would I not? There's two people that know you're coming.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was thinking. I'll drive the cart if you guys want to hang out in the back. I just need to get some energy back.
Shotgun. Or I guess blunderbuss.
Sure.
And then hop next to him.
Fucking asshole.
You know you love me.
So you're not getting in the back of the cart? You're going to sit up front? No. Okay.
Again, thanks for the support, Lindsay.
Well, yeah, I mean, I have to help out somehow, right? Can't let the boys do all the work.
Always will be polite.
I didn't think you two would charge up that fast. I was hoping to just scare it away. But it ate you and then almost ran off.
This is happening while you guys are driving. Small talk.
I mean, what did you do? Me and him were doing all the work inside. Not seeing the big snakes.
Shots fired.
My illusionary abilities are much more refined now. I made a very, very large...
You felt the punch on the inside. You knew something was happening on the outside.
Yeah, I mean, that too, I guess.
That pillow punch.
My two little eldritch blasts. I made a very large manifestation of a snake because they're natural predators to frogs. And that made it frightened, so he automatically wanted to run, but you two were in its belly. So we had to... I made the snake swing back around and... somehow killed it with that, so here we are.
I used my glowy power.
I saw that from the inside.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
From the outside. Thank you. Did you use an explosion while you were in there?
No, that was also
me. I saw it expanded quite exponentially from the outside, and then he burped up a bunch of smoke.
Yeah. We didn't really have much options. I kind of didn't want to do it. But I felt like maybe blowing up its stomach would spit us out. But nope, he has a strong stomach.
While they're talking about this, I'm rustling through Healer's Kit.
So we don't see you.
Use with my back turned to them.
Okay.
Roll for stealth.
Yeah, you can roll for stealth.
Good to, it's like a 19.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're just... You're shooting shit.
I do the hit dice?
Yeah, you can go ahead and hit dice it. You're short resting.
Oh, fuck.
Good one.
All right, so that's...
All he did is barbarian hit dice.
Yeah. 15 plus...
How does that work? Do you get...
He has 2 barbarian hit dice and then 5 and then fighter hit dice.
Oh, that's cool.
Me up to 45.
Thanks, dog.
That'll be good enough for now. I'll live.
Also, make sure you mark down that you have 2 less barbarian hit dice.
I did.
Okay.
I wrote them separately.
Okay, cool. I just didn't want you being like, oh, the next I'll use my barbarian hit dice. It's like, oh, no, those are gone.
Do any of you guys know anything about horses?
Not really.
Yeah, I grew up on an island. We didn't really have horses there.
I keep checking my sending stone to see if Red Raven has replied yet. Damn. He's normally good about giving me information quickly.
Red Raven, send Billy over.
What?
Red Rover, Red Raven.
Children's game?
Yeah. Kid's just playing straight up dangerous.
It really is.
By the way.
Just send a kid over to... dislocate other kids' arms.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah, I know what that is. It doesn't matter. Okay.
Yeah, do we need to... do the horses need the rest? Should we stop and get them water?
No
food?
Idea.
Oh, gosh.
Do horses eat? Are they alive? What are they?
I mean, yeah, but I mean, they're like us. We need a break.
Is there anything back there for the horses? Maybe a box marked horses?
Is there?
Go ahead and you can investigate.
That was great. Did you see him? Oh, wow, look.
That is a 19.
Oh, yeah.
Immediately looks to his left, box with horses written on it.
You start looking through some boxes. You find a lot of weapons and a lot of... armors, things like that, in a lot of these boxes. There is a good amount of also food there. You find a lot of boxes that are frozen food. Like,
fancy.
They are surrounded by this just ice wrapped around. ale wrapped around fruit, wrapped around meat. It's almost as if like it's just a bunch of ice cubes with this stuff in it.
Lindsay, do you know anything about horses? Where is she relative to us? Is she like
she's walking right next to the cart? Yeah,
behind side,
right next to the cart on the side. I don't know a lot about horses, but I mean, I know they're animals like Cloud. What do you mean?
I don't know if we need to let them rest. They've been pulling this cart for quite some time. Eris brought up a good point.
Well, looking at them, I can see that, I mean, they're not giving you too much kickback by walking. Normally when a horse doesn't want to fucking do something anymore, it'll tell you. I know Cloud has speaks up when she doesn't like to do things, so I think they're doing okay for now. As a food, I mean, I know that they just want probably hay or grass. Probably not any of the stuff that's on the floor of this woods, but maybe we might be able to find something in the city. You have to think that going there, they probably have their own stables or something. I mean, maybe it doesn't... I don't know how good of a shape they'd be in, but you have to think that they need transportation too.
So. Yes, it's a very good point. All right, then.
You guys are walking.
We're riding.
Very eerie. Riku, you're up.
Town Road.
Top. Go ahead and roll perception as you're the lookout.
Nine. Do I have advantage? Because Eris is helping?
Are you helping?
Like, I mean, yeah, I'm up there.
That's why I've been.
I mean, riding shotgun. Yeah. Like, you know, just...
I thought you were, like, healing yourself. And...
No, I didn't finish healing myself. I didn't... Or use my lay hands on me.
Okay. So, yeah, sure. You'll have advantage.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Lay your hands on me. 17. Much better.
Yeah, got you, fam.
There's not a lot to see. It is very foggy, dreary, in the middle of the woods. You eventually see the trees kind of start to become more sparse, and eventually, probably 500-600 feet, you see a wall start to go out. You see the edge of the forest. On the path, right outside the forest, there is a gate, like, attached to the wall. It's not just like a gate that's just sitting there, but...
As we're riding up, I'll clasp my hands together one more time. And now, I look like Toxel, the Toxic Cowboy.
Okay.
With finger guns and blasters, because that looks like an outlaw.
Sure.
Sure.
I look like most like an outlaw.
Now I'm wearing a duster like he is.
Duster, no shirt on.
Exactly.
I'm all scarred up right now from the last battle.
From the acid and stuff, yeah. Acid and radiant damage, burnings.
I got ice in my veins.
Shut up. So you look over and I'm just completely different now.
Yes, now there's a green dragonborn sitting next to you.
I mean, I feel like I...
Wait, not Thomas.
I was about to say, like, I should know that it's him, right?
This is the way he looked at him.
Well, I mean, fantastic. You know it's him because he was theoretically sitting there, like 2 seconds ago. But, I mean, like, you turn around, turn back, and he's just different. I figured at least it would be like a, oh.
No. You're less ugly now.
Don't make me blast you off of this stable there, cowboy. We need to ride into this camp like we're some bounty hunters, too. Some outlaws. And I pull a handkerchief over my...
I don't...
Snout?
Bandana?
That's what I said. Over a snout? Yeah, snouts.
Not
a face?
Not...
Is it a face?
It's...
Well...
Beak?
You're pulling nothing anywhere, but you can change the illusion to make it look like it moved over his face.
But
I didn't know they just have like a snout.
If it was a snout,
deal.
Sure.
But not like a dog nose snout. No. It's like a horse. It's more like a horse's snout. Sure.
Okay. All right. Sure. That's what I do. It's a red bandana.
Should I have an accent too?
No.
No.
You're bad at accents.
You don't know that. Well, later, fella.
Is she leans up from the back?
Is she? What do you think?
Hello, old chaps. What are we talking about?
Why did I know he was gonna do it? First?
You fancy a squabble? Do you?
That's actually, that's not actually bad there.
What?
Yeah, I reckon.
From Wisconsin?
What? It's fucking atrocious.
Eris grew up on an island. He doesn't know anything about accents.
It's true.
Jesus Christ.
Ishi, where'd you pick up your accent?
This is happening now. We're doing accents.
Saw it on the telly once.
So, I mean, you guys are now in front of this about 15 to 20 foot wall. You get a good look at the wall, and the tree line comes about 2 feet away from the wall. Like, this forest has become so overgrown and stuff that it has just made its way up to the wall. The trees that are closest to the wall probably are a lot smaller, not as thick around as in the center of the forest, but the forest is just generally kept expanding and stuff, so it's just grown close to the wall. The wall itself isn't in the best shape. It's all whole. There's no like things that you can like climb through, but you do see a couple parts of the wall has crumbled and they have boarded it up. So it's a little weaker, I guess, there, but some parts look fresher with some stone that they have probably sealed up the hole with. It's just not a nice, pristine wall. The gate that you guys are standing in front of is a black iron gate with poles that go, you know, all throughout. There's not big enough for like you to squeeze through. There's maybe about 4 or 5 inches in between each rod of the gate. In the middle of the gate, there is a chain with a padlock on it, locked up. From the angle that you guys are at, I mean, even standing Riku, you stand up from your little seat that you're at on front of the cart, kind of like peering through the gate. You can see a lot of the buildings. Looks very dark on the inside. It's not like it's, you know, pitch black in here, but there's no lights coming from buildings and things like that from the buildings that you can see. Ahead of you, pretty far in the distance, you can see there is a hill behind the town from the place that you're at. A hill that goes up moderately high, and you can just faintly make out a manor on the top of the hill. And you can just kind of see the outline of like a castle that's on top of the hill from here. That's all that you can really see from the point that you're at. The wall goes and goes. You can't see where it would like turn and go in. I mean, you guys are at a city. It's not like a small little shanty town. It's a city that used to be relatively big.
Is there any signs of battling going on?
I do hear
like
anything.
A war.
Go ahead and make fighting perceptions. Each of you can go ahead and roll your own.
All right.
We both got a one.
Unnatural 20.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, you should expect when I said unnatural.
So you two got ones?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck you.
Big time.
All right. Make sure you put those on the board for me.
We're still accenting it up.
Yeah, you two have now just started a conversation of, like, in your accent. Eris, you kind of hop off the cart, go up to the gate, and look your way in, and just kind of, like, put an ear out and up, trying to listen for anything. You don't hear much besides these two talking. You don't see anything from the inside of battle or anything like that. You look at a lot of these buildings, and a lot of them are boarded up, disheveled. You see they have just the windows boarded up. The doors have like wood going across them. It doesn't look like anybody is like, from the view that you have, it doesn't look like anybody is in this town at all.
How do you think we should get past these gates?
There, cowboy.
partner.
Well, brothers, I think that their here village is unoccupied.
Where the fuck are you supposed to be from?
Wherever you're from there, dude. It's I like tell a you what.
Weird pirate? I don't know.
Yar.
You're taking so many different accents and just shoving them together.
Well, thank you, Lindsay.
I don't know, is there a key up there?
I mean, I could try to pick the lock, but not as much better than that I am.
How high is the wall?
About 20 feet.
Is there anything on the cart that says, like, key?
You already investigated it. No.
Like, the people that were supposed to be bringing this? Yeah, a key for it.
Yeah. So, he didn't really ever say, like, where to take it. It was just going to Thermidor. Because they never took it. It was just dangerous.
Yeah. So, I will also say for Eris, since you two are big and deep in your accents. Eris, there is one detail that also catches your eye. You see a sign hanging at the top of the gate over it. You get a good squint at it. And you can see very faintly is written like Thermidor on the sign. But what you see more on the sign over top of it, almost in paint, it says Reapermoor.
Reapermoor? Mm-hmm.
Not in my accent, all serious now. Guys, I think it says Reapermoor. Is the Thermidor X'd out?
No, Reapermoor is just on top of where it used to say Thermidor. Thermidor is worn and withered away. You can faintly see it on this sign, but Reapermoor is somebody recently wrote in paint.
Somebody has rebranded Thermidor as Reapermoor.
Yeah.
More or less.
They've renamed it.
Have I ever heard of this? Have we ever heard of Reapermoor?
Go ahead and roll history.
13.
Not really. You might have heard it kind of in a passing from bad people that you've interacted with or things like that. I know your training with Grimm and your profession had led you to kind of dealing with some bad people on the occasion, and they might have mentioned that kind of thing, but it never struck you as something you needed to pay attention to. So you never heard of it before, so you're just wow, whatever. Wasn't a detail that you cared about. Does my cat just keep fucking does she just destroy these fucking markers? She's done that with
me too.
Fucking twat.
And she's been doing it with my Shakespeare book.
Fucking smack her. Don't actually smack her.
No, she's attacking my can too.
That might be from something else.
Okay, I don't care.
Guys, I'll be back. I want to cast Misty Step and then get on top of the wall.
How often can you cast Misty Step?
It's just a level 2 spell.
I thought you had it as
I have no, 3 spells.
Didn't one of you have it as a
Raven's Escape?
Yeah, and that's
different.
That's your ability.
Yes. I can stab myself in the leg. And
you said it was 20 feet high, right?
Yeah.
Just bloop, bloop.
Yeah, feet. So you just... Eris disappears and reappears back on top of the wall. How are you on the wall?
Why didn't you go to the other side?
The gates are closed, right?
But you could have just teleported to the other side of the gate.
I don't want to be trapped. I can jump down. Wait, are you talking to Eris or talking to Caesar?
Both.
Eris. Oh. Okay, shit happens. I want to jump down. I don't want to be trapped on the other side. I mean, I don't want to be trapped in this town here.
Can you see a way to open it from the other side? Is there a key?
Perception check. Is there
Go ahead and give me a perception.
Well, first off, I want to look in the city. What's going on?
Yeah, give me just a general perception.
Yeah, I fucked up your train of thought. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you did there, Hoser.
You know what? A bunch of Hosers running around the north don't bother me none.
So he, alright.
What?
So he is from the north.
22.
You get a good look around the city. A lot of the buildings are some of the buildings are also, just as tall, so they kind of block some of your vision of it. You also see that mansion sitting on top of the hill You kind of try to focus on that a little bit and notice that there are, you know, no lights coming from that at all. As you get a good look at the city, you can see a couple of lights around. It looks relatively dark on the lane that's in front of the gate. You can see to your right a little bit, maybe a couple houses down is where you start to see like lights and activity. You can hear a little bit of movement coming from your right further into the city. You can also see eventually it kind of goes dark again in the middle. Like, so the lane you're in is completely dark. In the middle of the city is pretty dark. And then on the far left corner and the far right corner, you can see maybe like a torch or two just like flickering. But I mean, they're very faint because I mean, it's just like a torch light. I mean, it's not anything.
And it's getting like dusk right now, darkish?
No, I mean, it's still, it's very dreary in this town. So I mean, like it was a cloudy day. So it is kind of still dark. I mean, I would say it's probably like 1 or 2 in the afternoon at this point, maybe. Oh, no, because to get from there to there, I would say maybe it is.
Did we successfully short rest?
Yeah.
Sweet.
I would say it's maybe not 1 or 2. I'd say maybe it's about 5 or 6. But it is just a gloomy kind of day. The left side of the town, you also notice that it's just like a lot foggier on. You're not really sure, like, what's making it super foggy over there, but like it's just coming from like the left side of the woods and stuff is like a little more gloomy over there, but not anything that's like, oh.
Hey guys, what's the normal population of a big city?
Like, I don't know, 50,000-60,000?
I mean, lots of people normally.
Well,
I don't know,
looking into the city, it looks like maybe 50 people might be here, maybe.
They did say there was a war going on. Maybe there's something in further, or maybe people are in hiding.
Hang on, dudes. And then I want to look for, like, maybe a guards tower that's, like, above the gate or anything like that, like a guards post.
Can I get to the lock on this side?
Yeah, the lock is on this side.
I want to try to pick the lock. I reach. It looks like I'm reaching for
Well, I mean,
gun.
Like, it's not on the side, but I mean, yeah, you can, like...
That's fine.
...move the chain a little bit, and I mean, it... Eventually. And you want to try to pick it?
Yes.
Before he gets there...
That's fine.
...could I go over to the lock and just see if it's already open?
It's not open.
Okay.
It is locked. I would have told him it was unlocked when he went up to go to pick it. Not just, like, spending 20 minutes, like... No. Riku, that's locked.
He accidentally locks it.
Well, that's why I was like, I want to get there before, because it's like, well, it was unlocked.
So
shit.
No.
Do you get Dex with...
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah,
I don't
with
know
Thieves
if it
Tools,
was just proficiency.
You get your Dex, but then if you're proficient, you get to add your proficiency bonus.
I remember before when we first started playing, we never had a Dex.
Yeah. There really is no guards post near you. There used to be probably like 2 little towers that were here attached to this gate, but on the inside of this wall, they have since crumbled and haven't been kept up with at all.
15.
You spend a little while. So, do you have thieves' tools?
Yes.
Or are you just... Okay.
No, I have thieves' tools.
Okay. Are you proficient in them?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Nadia usually always did it, and I didn't want to steal her thunder, so...
Right.
I remember there was one time I pulled them out, and everybody was like, you have thieves' tools? She always did it. I never had to use them.
Right. That's her job. Like,
yeah,
I'll
like,
let her do it.
She has fucking expertise in them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll let her do it, because I don't want to, like, do her stuff, because that's what a rogue is supposed to do.
Yeah. I mean...
Fiddling with the lock a little bit. And eventually it comes unlocked and you can, you know, take it out. As Lindsay's kind of looking in into the inside here, as you take the chain off the gate,
Do you think it's wise to just go in the front door?
I don't see any other way in. I was thinking the same thing, but we're definitely going to try to be quiet about this as much as we can with horses and a cart. But...
Well, I mean that's the thing. If you'd like, I can stand here and guard the cart again. Think it might be easier if one or two of you might head into the city just on foot.
Do some recon first.
Just kind of look around. I mean, I'm just thinking if we walk in with two horses and a giant cart in a city full of outlaws, who's to say that they might not jump us?
Agreed.
Do I hear them say that?
Faintly. You're on the wall.
Faintly.
I mean,
okay, I haven't unlocked. I didn't open it up yet.
No, yeah, you just haven't unlocked.
I'm trying not to make any noise.
I mean, or we could just... This wall doesn't look, you know, the best. We could see if there's maybe a hole around or something like that. I don't know.
Well, I can go do some recon through the front. Two of you can stay with the cart, maybe wait a little bit in the shadows of the forest, and another one of you could go alongside. Or you, Lindsay, could wait with the cart. Eris, you go left. Ishii, you go right, and I'll go in through. How does that sound?
Catch that?
I'm
like talking up.
Says it quietly, but kind of yeah, to you to where yeah, you can hear him. I'm not gonna hinder your guys' planning, but sure. Being like
also no. I let him know of the directions of those lights that I've seen.
Yeah, there's so, lights.
There's lights that way, this way.
Yeah.
And I guess I'll make my way down.
Go ahead and give me an acrobatics.
I guess I'll
just trying to
stay with the cart.
Shimmy our way down.
So she doesn't just get murdered.
I'm pretty good
well,
today.
I mean, if we hide this back in the woods.
Or we've already been seen. And they just come back into the woods.
That's true.
Also got two buddies tailing us, I'm sure.
I don't know where they...
They aren't tailing us, they told someone that we're here.
Right, so they might be expecting the cart to come through. That's why I thought we shouldn't
head
right in.
Did some of these houses look abandoned that I looked at?
Yeah, a lot of them on the center path definitely do.
Maybe we can quickly unload some of the stuff and stash it in one of the empty houses.
I don't know, that'll take a while, and especially loading it back up. If we need to move it quickly.
Either that or whoever we're looking for, we just let them know which house and that they could do it.
Or someone sees us, put it there.
Yeah. If we're going to be moving stealthily. Ishii, will you hand me my cloak out of the bag of holding?
As that happens, I make my way with a 19 on acrobatics.
Yeah, you find some footholds in the... You're not doing it gracefully by any means, but you're doing it just...
Super hair landing, maybe.
You're... Like how he's just like, if anything, you know, throw me a bone. You find some footholds in through the broken brick and stuff going down, and end up just kind of sliding your way down, and you're about 10 feet up, and you just hop off. It's not a cinematic superhero landing, but you land well enough that
maybe a tuck and roll.
It's a little cool.
Okay, cool.
You roll up and you see me nodding as I'm putting my cloak on. This just looks silly, though. I dismerse my spell and I look like me.
Okay.
But
Oh, no more oxens here? There you go.
Well, if we're not going to be talking.
All right. Well, I mean, I'd stay and watch the cart. If I run into any trouble, I can tell Cloud here to let out a signal. Have you ever... You ever heard an owlbear scream before?
No.
That should be a bard song.
If you heard it scream, you'd know.
We did fight an owlbear.
Murder one.
We murdered its mom. That bear that we have right now, we murdered its mom.
Oh. well.
Oh, I don't say that out loud.
I didn't say it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, that was Cesar talking.
Oh, okay.
What I said in character, the last thing I said would have been, let's say no.
Let's say no. Oh, well, then you'll know when Cloud screams.
Is it loud or very different? Or both?
Yes.
All right. So you said I'm going left?
It doesn't matter, really. If Ishii's going to stay with Lindsay in the cart, we need to go left.
I thought
Ishii
was going to go to the other way.
If you really super duper insist, I will go.
I'm all right. I can handle myself a little bit. And,
if I make
I mean,
a
I
counter...
have Cloud here. She's pretty intimidating. If anything, she can help me get away. She's pretty quick.
If I could make a counter suggestion, Lindsay, how good are you on sneaking?
I'm not the very quietest of people. Never had to really.
Never mind, work. Because I just remember my boots of elven stuff.
Your boots of elven kind.
Yeah.
That's it. They do help you.
Whenever we'd go down in the Underdark, I was their guide, but the Dark Runners weren't very quiet. They took things by force.
All right then.
I guess I roll for stealth. For quietness, maybe.
For quietness? Well,
I mean, because I know you had to make the assumption or specify because
yeah,
of boots.
Yeah, if you're moving quietly or being seen, yeah. With the party being split, one going left, one going in, and one going right, we will pick back up next week.
Damn it.
On the quiet.
I was actually like pretty invested now.
Adventures, yeah, that's the point. You're supposed to always do a cliffhanger.
God damn it. Alright, cliffhanger.
One roll?
Mm-mm.
Ah!
He can't stop you.
One roll to see if Eris remembers an owlbear screaming. You think that'll stop me?
And then he's the one that rolls to like, we'll pick back up next week. We have one more week before Sam gets back. So that'll be fun. That'll be nice.
Yeah. What?
That'll be nice having her back, even if it isn't as Nadia.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I am working with Sam to possibly have a Nadia episode with just her and maybe some guests playing with us. We will see. But you can see what Nadia has been going with. And
so this won't be real time where we are. Will this pick back up?
This will pick up right
when...
as Roth grabbed her.
Okay, that's what I was.
That would pick up right
hoping.
As Roth like grabs her and goes to the portal,
that
and then we'll pick back up. We'll pick up there with her. And thank you for listening. I'm just going to end it there. Thank you for listening to Beyond First Level. I appreciate you. If you have any comments, concerns, queries, questions, anything, get out. Go ahead and message us. Facebook, Twitter. I know we don't post very much, but I get the notifications that they're there. So I constantly get the notification on Facebook that people haven't heard from you in a while. Like, I'm aware. I don't know what to post.
That sucks.
I don't know what to post. But we're there. If you have any questions or want to see anything or hear anything.
You can always post D&D-related memes.
Yeah. But I'm just going to post memes that I find on other pages.
That you've already seen. So
yeah,
then
I'm
just...
not making the D&D memes.
But then share. Share is caring.
Yeah.
Better to not.
Wait. And happy holidays.
And, we'll have another episode before then.
Yeah, no, but...
still
12 days of Christmas, not one day before Christmas.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to Beyond First Level. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Maybe at like 50. Maybe at 50, that's when you guys figure out
that's
anything.
We're not gonna though.